So I'm constantly getting mail saying, Bart, when are you going to do some more sports? Well, believe it or not, there are those who don't like to hear a bunch of sports commentary, so we're going to make this very, very short. First thing up, I see that Vijay Singh, is that how you say his name? Has won another tournament. Looks like the Wachovia Championship. Boy, I'll bet those Wachovia bastards can afford to pay a lot of money. It should be the Wachovia 30% interest championship, if they had any honesty in that golf world. But congratulations to Vijay Singh, or however you say his name. Not a racial thing. I'm just not up on my Indian. How about that? He looks like a champion, too. Big smile, he's not sporting 100 of those little patches, you know, advertising everything from oil to hotel chains and long distance. And then, whoa and below, on the very next page, it says, Annika Sorumstan leaves shot at LPGA history way short. Having climbed from 107th place into a tie for 6th, Annika Sorumstan still couldn't afford to make a mistake as she stalked LPGA Tour history Sunday. Her chance for a 6th consecutive victory clashed early in the final round with a bogey at number 1 and a double bogey at number 3 at the Michelob Open somewhere, don't care. I was ready to play, she said. I'm not going to look for excuses. I had a great opportunity to do something special, and I just couldn't do it. Well, isn't that amazing? She lost, and she didn't blame her caddy. She didn't blame some guy with a camera. She didn't blame the weather. She didn't blame the wind. She didn't blame the clubs. She didn't blame the grass that grew too loud. She said, I just messed up. Now, isn't it refreshing to hear a championship golfer say, I just messed up, and not blame everyone in the world for his or her problems putting? And isn't it interesting that she's won 5 consecutive championships in a row? That's a mark of a champion, winning 5 in a row. Good golfers can do that, I assume, but I don't know a lot about the sport, because even though it's not a short pants sport, it's a checkered pants sport. That could be worse, I'm not sure, but how about that? Congratulations to Annika Sorenstam and Vijay Singh for showing class with their victories in golf. Moving on here, community business. Texas, the state that brought us the scantily clad Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, has suddenly gone prudish on cheerleading. Last week, the Texas House of Representatives passed a bill to prohibit overtly sexually suggestive routines by public school cheerleaders and drill teams. Well, drill teams is aptly named, isn't it? Cheerleading is serious business in Texas. Oh, please. Everything's serious. It's so big in Texas. 2 major cheerleading associations in the Dallas run summer camps and the national competitions. Cheerleading academies teach the moves as fine art. A legendary Southern Methodist University cheerleader is said to have created the pom-pom. You know, it's weird. In print, pom-pom looks just like porn-porn. Wonder if that's a coincidence. In the ultimate testament to how cheerleading ranks in Texas, recall that Houston was home to the famous cheerleader mom who attempted to hire a hitman to kill the mother of her daughter's cheerleading rival. And let's not forget that the bloody monkey was a cheerleader at Yale because he couldn't hack it on the field. So he stood on the so he stood on the sidelines and screamed bullshit into a giant megaphone. Oh, we're so proud of our president. Well, I think we can all agree that the Texas House of Representatives, we don't need government interference in a cheerleading. You know, they always say they want less government, but they're lying. They're lying bastards. You go back to the issues, I'll bet you find 500-600 different examples of these lying sons of bitches wanting more and more and more control over everything, while all the time saying they want less government. They're lying sons of bitches. But having said that, and you know I'm as oversexed as any guy, I think sometimes the cheerleading moves are just awful. I mean, if you want that stuff, go to a strip club, get on the internet, go to Showtime late at night or whatever channels have that stuff. But I don't know, I'm embarrassed these girls are out there, you know, 14 or 15, and they're thrusting their pelvis up at the crowd. It's just, I don't know, it's just, girl ought to be a little older than that. And, you know, you don't want to be, you got grandma to your left and your kids to the right, and there's, you know, you're coming to see someone, you know, the neighbor's cheerleading squad or something, and they're out there bumping and grinding like they're doing a dance for the NBA team or something. There's some things that sex ought not to be mixed with. I don't know if sports is one of them or not, but when I'm wanting to enjoy a baseball game, they don't have cheerleaders at baseball games. If I'm wanting to enjoy a football game, just see it, well, those are pros, but you know what I'm talking about. I saw, in passing, I was walking through the room, and, David Spade was in a movie. It could have been Joe Dirt. It could have been some movie he was in. They had a girl I would figure to be 10 or 12. And of course, they found the cutest little 12-year-old girl they could, too. And they had her doing the nastiest dance, and it was just awful. I mean, had she been 18 or 20, it would have been pretty nice. But as a little kid, it's like jumping out there. It just, I don't want to go there. Maybe someone else wants to go there, but I have no reason to go there. But either way, we don't need the government involved. So, government, get out. Here's our perhaps final story. Crowd does the wave. Headline, running backs Wizinator, that's in quotes, W-H-I-Z-Z-I-N-A-T-O-R, running backs Wizinator prompts NFL inquiry. The NFL is investigating the case of Minnesota Vikings running back Ontario Smith. Sounds black. Briefly detained last month at Minneapolis Airport after the police found several vials of white powder in his luggage. The powder was dried urine, part of a kit called the Original Wizinator that was created to foil tests for illegal drugs. Smith already has two strikes in the NFL's ridiculous substance abuse program, including a four-game suspension last season for marijuana. A third strike calls for a one-year suspension. Under the terms of the policy, yuck, 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 any attempt to get out of yuck, 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 big suspension, big crime, but the possession of paraphernalia outside of a testing situation will be investigated and action taken if appropriate. Smith, who rushed for we don't care, was kicked off Tennessee's football program in 2000, I guess, I don't know if that's college or pro, in 2000 for marijuana use and transferred to Oregon. Must have been college, since Oregon doesn't have a pro team. His agent did not return a call. Well, let me ask you, the listener, a question. Is there anyone on the planet, well, there might be, surely it's a monstrous minority that will tell you that marijuana would increase your performance on the football field. Now, I suppose, logically, we have to make room for, you know, like a lot of subjects, we have to make room for the possibility existing, but there may be someone that smokes a doobie and somehow is able to better concentrate on throwing or catching the ball or blocking or whatever. But as a rule, can about 90 or 95% of us agree that marijuana does not help you on the football field? It can only hurt you. It would be my guess. And you know, I am a doctor. So why are they banning marijuana? I can understand banning steroids or, I don't know, stimulants. I don't know enough about it to pick out which drugs should be illegal. Marijuana is a relatively non-dangerous drug. And if somebody, it's okay to go out the night before and drink a quart of Jack Daniels. They don't care. But God forbid you get some of God's flowers in your hand. Something that's a natural thing that the Lord sent us because he loves us. Instead of some whiskey produced by some greedy Republicans down in Tennessee. But there is no reason in this world why marijuana should be illegal in the NFL, except that it protects the children. And we can't have the children growing up with the facts. You know how much trouble sports would be in if the guy who scored the most running touchdowns smoked pot? Do you know how terrible that would be? That would tell the kids that you can smoke pot and succeed. And we can't let them get accurate information about marijuana. We cannot. We must lie to them. So when they grow up, they can lie to their kids, and we can all disrespect each other's hand jobs for lying to ourselves. That's just the goofiest thing you can think of. Why are we lying? When you lie to the kids about drugs, they're going to disbelieve you on the other things. When you say, don't smoke a joint because you're going to drop your pants for your boyfriend, or you're going to mess up all your grades, or it's going to stunt your growth and all this, and then you find out that that's not true. Now see, that's why you ought not to lie to the kids. They know you're lying. You look them right in the face and you lie, and they know you're lying. So why are you doing that? You're lying to yourself. That's the big crime. Lying to your kid is stupid and counterproductive, but lying to yourself is the big crime. And since we're on big crimes, I'm going to try to find this other story. Here we go. Found it in record time. Now, some hand jobs took out a big, I guess this would be a third of a page in USA Today. My wild guess, $40,000, $50,000 for a third of a page. It's probably 10 inches by 20 inches. Pretty big ad. Well, you know how big a newspaper is. Big headline. Marijuana and your teams. No, your teen. Not your teams. We're off sports now. Okay. New subject. Marijuana and your teen's mental health. Please. Right away. Already, I can feel the tug. It's a hand job. I can feel the tug right now. Depression. Suicidal thoughts. Schizophrenia. These are a few of the things that you can experience if you try to hit a pot. These lying bastards. Listen to some of this horse shit. How do they do this? This is in America. They take out a giant ad in a semi-respected newspaper, if you count USA Today, and they just lie to people. What's wrong with people? Okay, if you have outdated perceptions about marijuana, I'm not even high reading this. You might be putting your teen at risk. Liar. They're already lying. They lied in the headline. They didn't even say anything. They're just so much liars. New research is giving us better insight into the serious consequences of teen marijuana use, especially how it impacts mental health. Objection! There is no valid research going on right now because marijuana is illegal. The government is so afraid that someone's going to find out about the truth of marijuana, they refuse to allow. We're not asking them to fund the research. We'll ask them to allow the research, but they say no. Because when the truth gets out that marijuana is a relatively harmless drug that can be of great benefit to millions of people, medical and otherwise, then they got a problem on their hands because if people could grow their own, they don't need to give money to Budweiser and Jack Daniels and all the other things in the world that can intoxicate you. If they can get intoxicated on their own, the government loses control over them. The government wants to be able to tax you and regulate your happiness. That's the whole reason for pot laws. They can make money. You get caught with some pot, you gotta pay the bondsman, you gotta pay the fine, you gotta pay the court costs, you gotta pay some handjob attorney to rape you a couple of $1,000s, then you gotta go to court a second time, you gotta pay some probation fee, you gotta do some follow-up testing. I mean, they're gonna make $8,000 or $10,000 off somebody they caught with a joint, the sons of bitches. And it's all because they can generate money, and then they can brand you a drug abuser, and that way you can't get a good job, and so you can end up working bad jobs all your life, and then you try to get ahead like your friends who also smoked but didn't get caught. So then you try to cut some corners, you get caught, you're back in prison, you got a record, your life's ruined, just because they didn't want you to get high without them getting a piece of the pie, just like the damn mob. Just like Tony Soprano's crew knocking off a truck and not giving him tribute. That's exactly what this is about. Back to the paper. So they're saying new research giving us better insight into the serious consequences of marijuana use. But we know they're lying because there are no reputable entities researching this. They are lying. And what is their motivation? Generally, there's two motivations when you talk about drugs: religious insanity and money. In this particular case, I think we're talking money, but let's proceed. Did you know the young people who use marijuana weekly, that's with two E's, have double the risk of depression later in life? Objection! Show us your data. Give us the goddamn link. Let us go there. Let me see how many people you talk to. Let me see. Talk about teens and later in life. So you started this survey when? In the 40s? In the 60s? How long? You can't do a two-year study and tell me the kids that did something when they were young teens that it affected them later in life. And what does later in life mean? When they're 85, aren't we all going to be depressed when we're 85 if we make it to 85? You know, that's a skill everybody needs to develop. Still bullshit detector. Did you know that young people who use marijuana weekly have double the risk of depression later in life? Now, A, what is young people? Did you know the young people who use marijuana? What is young people? Third graders? Nobody wants a third grader to use pot. F you, you liars. When they say young people, they're deliberately putting the cloud on there. So if anyone says, why do you say that? Where are you coming from? What is your motivation? Oh, so you want kids to get high. You want 4-year-olds to get it. You know, see, that's right where they're going with this. They're specifically using vague terms, so they, if you raise your voice, they're going to accuse you of wanting to get, they'll probably accuse you of getting the neighborhood children high. You know, these some bitches, they lose all their logic, they lose all their sanity when it comes to pot laws because they just can't stand someone to be happy. Who use marijuana weekly, now who uses marijuana weekly? Have double the risk of depression later in life. Please. What are they defining as depression? What is later in life? How many decades between the pot and the later in life are they talking about? And this double the risk. Oh, so what? 5 people out of 1,000 get depression, but if they smoke pot, that's 10 people out of 1,000. I just don't believe a word they say. These sumbitches is lying to us. And that's teens aged 12 to 17 who smoke marijuana weekly. Wait, new subject. Look how they did this. Did you know the young people who use marijuana? Then the next sentence is, and. Now see, that and wipes out everything before it. New subject here. And that teens aged 12 to 17 who smoke marijuana weekly are 3 times more likely than non-users to have suicidal thoughts. Please, please. Where is your data? Show us something. Remember last week? John Stewart was mad as hell and he was screaming the F word because some hand job religious nut got on CNN and said that gay parents are 11 times more likely to sexually abuse children. She says it's a fact. All the studies prove it. Yeah. Yakety, yakety. And it was all a giant hand job because medical science says that gay people are less likely than a straight person to molest a young kid. But they just throw out the science and logic if Eddie thought he saw a woodchuck, and it just ought not to be that way. So, after they lied to us about double the depression, now they've got 3 times the suicidal thoughts. Well, you know, one factor might be that if you're suicidal, you might as well try drugs. I mean, they're so dangerous. You know, if you're suicidal, you might have a drink too. My God, you can never forget the fact that 95% of people who have tried suicide were breastfed. I'll bet that's a true fact. I'll bet 90% of people who have committed murder used chocolate as a gateway drug. You see, you can make any statistic say anything if you're just stupid enough and hand job enough. And I guess the big one is motivated enough. We're going to get to their financial motivation here in a second, but where do these people come from? They scream at you. They spend $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to scream a bunch of lies at you in a semi-reputable newspaper without anything, no foundation to back up their lies. It's just a bunch of crap. This is like talk radio that doesn't make any noise. And if that's not bad enough, they say, marijuana use in some teens. Now, what is some teens? Here they go again. In some teens? Well, what does that mean? Teens in Latvia? Teens who are dying of brain cancer? I mean, what is some teens when you're talking about science? Has been linked to increased risk for schizophrenia in later years. Aha, again with the later years. Hey, if I make it to 85, I want to be schizophrenic. That's twice the fun. What are you, crazy? Today's teens are smoking a more potent drug and starting use at increasingly younger levels during crucial brain development years. I could have read that better. Still think marijuana is no big deal? Yes, I think marijuana is no big deal. Look at your goddamn last sentence. Today's teens are smoking a more potent drug and starting use increasingly younger ages using crucial brain during crucial brain development years. So, what you're saying is once they've gone past the crucial brain development years, it's okay to smoke pot. You just said that. You just said that it's a big, big crime if they do this while their brain's developing. So, ipso facto, that means after their brains are developed, you have no problem with it. If you have a problem with afterwards, you wouldn't have put in the criteria explaining the during the crucial brain development years. So, you are lying on your face there. I remember when I was a little kid, I saw a marijuana debate. And they said, you can't smoke marijuana because it increases birth defects, which is a big, giant lie. And so the guy on the other team said, so people who are impotent or sterile or who have no kids or a vasectomy or fallopian, whatever, it's okay for them to get high? And see, the guy was stuck. He was just stuck like a pig, we'll say. But see, that's the trouble they get into. When they start lying to you, when you tell the truth, it's hard to get trapped, but when you start lying, it's pretty easy to trap your ass when you're lying. Remember, You are the most important influence on your teen's life when it comes to drugs. Let's hope that's not true. You know how many parents in this country have smoked pot? So tell your teen the facts about marijuana. No, lie to them. Do what this big giant ad tells you to do. Don't tell him the facts. You tell your kid the facts, and he's going to make an informed decision. You know, it's real likely that your kid's going to hear the facts about pot. I've heard smart people say it. I've heard Frank Zappa say it. I've heard a lot of people say it. Marijuana messes with my head. I can't think real clear. I don't feel like I'm in total control, so I have no use for it. Fine. That's an informed decision. That's all I want. I'm not wanting people to smoke pot. I don't need some... What the hell does he do for me if some guy in New York or Seattle is getting high? I don't care. As long as he's not chopping people up, or... He wouldn't be chopping people up because marijuana calms you down. But I'm just saying, I am not pro-marijuana use. I'm saying, get the government off our back. See, I'm a closet Republican, like you always suspected. Teens who learn about risks from their parents are less likely to smoke marijuana or use other drugs than teens who don't. If that's true, it's because their parents are telling them a bunch of remember, it's like masturbation. It makes you go blind and the hair on your hand and all this stuff. You know, your pecker will fall off. I mean, yeah, that's kind of information that they've been handed down for decades or centuries. And when people learn the truth, they laugh at you and they go have them a good wank. You nuts. Let your teens know you don't want them using marijuana. Their mental health may depend on it. Well, what if your kid's dying of cancer and he needs some marijuana to keep his food down? Oh, no, marijuana's too dangerous a drug. We're going to pump your body full of radiation and chemo, but you don't need any marijuana because that's dangerous. Don't let them smoke any pot. The invisible cloud being don't like it when you make clouds of your own inside your own home. If the government can't make any tax money off of it, then we can't allow that. If they can't shut down sales of it on Sunday, oh, then we can't allow that. That makes it a dangerous drug. So, closing out the drug rant, which was somehow cycled into the sports. Who brought us this giant hand job, this $50,000 hand job? It's by the antidrug.com. Which I've never been there. I'd like to go. Oh, my God, they got an 800 number on there. Oh, you don't think I ought to call them, do you? I mean, I don't know. There's probably 10% of them that are sincere, and they really, you know, I kind of hate to mess with that, but these idiots, they put an 800 number in there. They're asking for trouble. But who has endorsed the lies that I just read to you? Who would put their name on that? Ask yourself. Would it be the American Medical Association? No, they didn't sign. Would it be the... Oh, I don't know, the American Council of Physicians or whatever. I don't know what the legitimate physicians organization is, but no, see, nobody legitimate on here. The first name is the American Psychiatric Association. Now, I don't know if that's real or not, but it seems to me like they'd want to drum up a little business, you know? Go ahead, kid. Smoke a couple of joints. Here's my card. Call me in your later years, and I'll collect from you. Another signer, the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. Now, I'm pretty sure Dr. Laura owns that. The American Society of Addiction Medicine. Yeah, I think Rush has a piece of that. The Asian Community Mental Health Services. Why drag the Asians into this? Are you saying that Asians are more likely to smoke pot? Isn't that rather racist of you? What about the Association for Medical Education and Research in Substance Abuse? That's funded by the oil companies. The Institute for Behavior and Health Incorporated? That's funded by Big Timber. National Asian, here we go with them Asians again. The National Asian American Pacific Islander Mental Health Association. Ah, so the closer to the equator you are, if you're near water, the risks are double. So you landlockers, you Kansans and Oklahomans, you go ahead and smoke. These Asian Islanders are the ones that need to be on their guard. Here's another, the National Association of Addiction Treatment Providers. These are people who want your money. These, oh hell, that's what this is. These are all Medicare scams and Medicare. Oh, what are they going to do once Bush kills all that? What are the doctors and the crooked HMOs going to do when Bush kills Medicare? The National Council for Community Behavioral Health Care. I'm pretty sure that's owned by the tobacco companies. National Latino Behavioral Health Association. Oh, that's owned by the Corona Beer people. National Medical Association. Now, see, that sounds like a legitimate organization. I'll bet you it's not. The National Medical Association. I think that's funded by Ralph Reed. Office of National Drug Control Policy. Well, that's obviously a Republican deal. The Partnership for Drug Free America. I've heard of that, so they're probably connected with the antidrug.com. Oh, let's see if there's any humor in the fine print. Oh, look here, look here. Very tiny print, and I'm having to put it up next to my eyes, and the little, what's this thing called, the Tommy Mac maybe by, the puffer stopper, the Peter Popper, what's it called, the popper stopper is in the way. It says, Patton GC et al., Cannabis Use and Mental Health in Young People Cohort Study, comma, British Medical Journal 325-1195-1198, 2002, Greenblatt, J, Adolescent Self-Exported, Self-Reported Behaviors. Ah, so the study's based on self-reported behaviors. Yes, I'm crazy. Okay, and their association with marijuana use, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Oh, the SAM HSA. 1996. Wait, I thought you said this was recent. New research is giving us a better insight, and there's, quote, 1996. I feel a tug. Cannabis use and risk for adult psychosis. Longitude prospective study, British Medical Journal. Cannabis use and age at onset of schizophrenia. They're trying to make this sound like something. Why can't they say, the president of the Harvard Medical School, the president of the Stanford Medical School, the president of Yale, I don't know if these, Columbia Med, I don't know who's, Johns Hopkins, let some people with reputations stand up and say, I have 40 years experience with schizophrenia, I'm the president of the American Shrink Society, whatever that's called, and I guarantee, putting my reputation and my good name on the line, that marijuana does what these people say. He can't do that. They got to quote some hand job study from some other country from 1996 that was reported voluntarily. But see, if they tell you the truth, they lose, just like a Republican. They can't tell you the truth. They have to fabricate a bunch of horse shit up, because when they tell the truth, nobody gets upset. If they told the truth about marijuana, they'd say, well, hell, then legalize it. What are you, crazy? Instead of a man coming home at night, getting drunk and beating his wife and raping his 9-year-old daughter, he might come home at night, smoke one, play with the dog, read a story to the kids. He gets high, he'd probably read that damn goat story to his kids if he got high. Maybe get a little whoopee in the bedroom, too. Mama might like it if daddy was smoking pot. But it's all a hand job. What are we going to do?
Take it.